Hospitals in rural Oklahoma are struggling to keep their doors open, and two small-town facilities have already shut down this year. As KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, the state's financial dilemma could lead to more closures on the horizon.
Mary Ann Johnson and her husband bought this spacious 1970s-era ranch home in Frederick last summer. The remodeled kitchen is wide and open, with a brand new island juxtaposed by a retro cooking stove.
And the door behind you here is one of the main reasons that we really picked this location. This is a basement.
The couple grew up in Frederick, and they still have lots of friends and family here. It's quiet and peaceful. They love the slow pace of life after years of living in Oklahoma City. It was an easy decision to buy the house and retire to this small southwestern Oklahoma town. But now Johnson is worried about her daughter, Deanie.
She's adult and mentally handicapped and autistic and a seizure patient, so she requires full-time care.
The hospital in Frederick closed its emergency room and inpatient hospitalization earlier this month. The closest ER is in Vernon, Texas, about 30 miles away.
My daughter is a seizure patient and would need immediate emergency care if she should go into a grand mal seizure.
In a press release, the Frederick Hospital's administrators cited the rising cost of health care and low patient volume for the closure. Another hospital in Sayre, Oklahoma, closed in February.
We're just getting into an environment where we're going to see this increasingly often. It's a very scary operating environment for rural hospitals.
That's Jeff Hackler at the Oklahoma State University Center for Rural Health. He says small-town hospitals have been struggling financially for more than a decade. Between 80 and 85% of patients at critical access hospitals are on Medicare, and the reimbursement rate fell by 2% through sequestration. And now, the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority has proposed reducing the Medicaid reimbursement rate by 25%.
If you're getting 80 to 85% of your patient population is Medicare and you're losing money on them, you better make up the difference on your remaining population. And with the 25% proposed cuts to Medicaid, that's probably going to make up at least half of your remaining patient population. So you're going to be losing money on those as well.
The hospitals in Sayre and Frederick both fell within a few months of each other. Hackler expects more closures to follow.
It will be really just impossible for rural hospitals to break even, especially critical access hospitals. And so they're going to have to rely on things like a local sales tax to help move them into the black, which makes it very difficult.
About 15% of Oklahomans are uninsured, and that's a problem for rural hospital administrators like Johnny Tapley. She's the CEO of McCurtain Memorial Hospital in Idabel, and said after a state capitol press conference last week, her hospital has $4 million per year in bad debts.
And that's in just in bills that patients were unable to pay. So that's before Medicaid cuts, that's before insurance non-paying, that's $4 million a year that they're simply unable to pay.
Tapley wants the state to adopt the Medicaid Rebalancing Act, which would accept federal money to reduce the uninsured rate by about 30% through a blend of tax credits, health incentive-based commercial plans, and a $1.50 per pack tax on cigarettes. It would also restore the Medicaid reimbursement rate to about 86%. To Tapley, that's better than the status quo. She has difficulty just finding providers who accept Medicaid.
It's a money loser. And so when you go in and you cut it anymore, you're just getting to the point where you've cut through fat, you've cut through bone, you're cutting muscle now, and there's nothing left to be able to provide to these people.
Mary Ann Johnson, the woman who bought a house in Frederick last summer, now has an emergency plan in case her daughter suffers another seizure.
We've decided we're going to always have gas in the car, and we will probably call the ambulance first. An EMT can bring her under control with the ability to IV her and to give her the right medications.
But, she says, the loss of the town's ER has definitely given her second thoughts about retiring in her hometown. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.